Welcome back to WCRB In Concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. I'm Alan McClellan. The festival has developed a well-deserved reputation over the years for presenting some of the most exciting new groups in the early music world. Groups like Nevermind, founded just a few years ago in France and now making a huge impact internationally. And the festival is also known for bringing in musicians and ensembles of stunning quality and having them return several times over a period of years so that the festival audience can get to know them. That's true for groups like Concerto Palatino. And on WCRB In Concert, we're sampling concerts by both of these groups recorded at the festival in June of 2017. Earlier in the program, we heard Nevermind playing one of the quartets Telemann wrote for a visit to Paris in 1737. Telemann had a way of blending national styles that may have been influenced by the music of François Couperin. And perhaps to demonstrate that, Nevermind included a sonata from Couperin's collection called La Piémontoise in this concert at NEC's Jordan Hall. Once again, let's listen to Nevermind at the Boston Early Music Festival.
Thank you.
from the Boston Early Music Festival, François Couperin's sonata La Piémontoise from his collection of sonatas called Les Nations. And that's the ensemble Nevermind, flutist Anna Besson, violinist Louis Créac, viola da gamba player Robin Farrow, and harpsichordist Jean Rondeau. Later on tonight's program, we'll hear Nevermind playing sonatas by Jean-Baptiste Cantin and Johann Sebastian Bach. But right now, let's return to Concerto Palatino, exploring the sound that might have been heard at the Basilica at St. Mark's in Venice in the 16th century. It's not that New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall could ever actually sound like St. Mark's. That's not the point. Concerto Palatino is exploring the atmosphere of the music itself. And Brian McCreath was at the concert, and he's here to give us a sense of what it was like. Brian, did this seem to be an audience of Renaissance wind band aficionados?
I wouldn't say that they were really just that focused on the kind of music. The thing about the audience at the Boston Early Music Festival is that most of them come and want to go to everything. They just want to hear all the range of what early music can be, from the medieval music that sometimes shows up on the programs all the way through. I mean, I've seen early music festival concerts that go as late as Schubert, right? And yet played on the instruments of Schubert's time. So for this particular audience, the music that they were listening to from Venice just had this beautiful feel that was probably more interesting to them out of contrast to things like Nevermind and to the opera that was being done that during the festival. And in terms of the music from St. Mark's, what's really fascinating, you're right, Alan, that we don't expect Jordan Hall to sound that way. But what's really cool about it is that you can still get the sort of sense of what it was that St. Mark's meant to those composers because of the way the individual lines of each player kind of interact with each other. That was the whole idea, that the acoustic of St. Mark's would echo one line, so it interacted with the echo of another line. And you could even get that sense because of the proximity of Jordan Hall being such an intimate space. You could still understand what it was that those composers were going for.
One of those musicians was Giovanni Battista Grillo, and he was a musician at St. Mark's and a colleague of Giovanni Gabrielli. Both of them were organists and had similar styles of composition. First, we're going to hear a canzona by Grillo and then one by Gabrielli. This is Concerto Palatino at the Boston Early Music Festival.
Thank you.
Canzone by Giovanni Gabrielli, and before that, a canzone by his younger colleague, Giovanni Battista Grillo. Both were musicians at St. Mark's in Venice in the 16th century. And playing those canzonas was Concerto Palatino, a group dedicated to reviving the sound of the cornetto and the early trombone. Concerto Palatino was recorded in a Saturday afternoon concert at the Boston Early Music Festival in 2017. I want to return now to the other concert we're featuring on WCRB in Concert this week. It's the ensemble Nevermind, a quartet from France made up of flute, violin, viola da gamba, and harpsichord. And my colleague Chris Voss was there at the concert. And Chris, the next thing on the program is by a composer named Quentin. I've never heard of this guy before. Tell me.
Yeah, Jean-Baptiste Quentin. He is a French composer from the early 18th century. And, I hadn't actually heard of him either until we had gotten the CD from Nevermind, their first album called Conversations. And on there were works by Quentin and by another gentleman, Guillaumin. And it was so fabulous. And it was so fabulous to be introduced to something new from an era so long ago that I just got really excited about the album. And so when I saw that Nevermind was going to be at the Boston Early Music Festival, I thought, I got to be there to see them play this composer particularly live at Jordan Hall. And what's better, it's an 11 o'clock concert, so you know it's just going to have a little bit of an edge to it as well.
It seems to be what Nevermind really specializes in, getting these unknown composers and bringing them out into the fore and really making hits out of them. And there were hits for you, certainly.
Absolutely, and I think they deserve to be heard because there's a lot of good things in there.
Let's hear Nevermind with music by Jean-Baptiste Quentin, a largo, and a quartet from the Boston Early Music Festival on WCRB in Concert. Never Mind, that's the name of the ensemble, playing a sonata, and before that, a largo by Jean-Baptiste Cantin. We don't know all that much about Cantin, except that he was a fine violinist and violist, and that he was employed for some time at the Académie Royale de Musique in Paris. And in just a few minutes, we'll return to this late-night concert by Nevermind at the Boston Early Music Festival for a sonata by Bach. But let's stay with lesser-known composers for just a little bit as we return to the Saturday afternoon concert at the Boston Early Music Festival featuring the cornettos and trombones of Concerto Palatino. This is a sonata by another one of Gabrielli's colleagues at St. Mark's in Venice, Francesco Usper. It's Concerto Palatino at the Boston Early Music Festival.
Thank you.
Concerto Palatino with Canzone No. 6 by Gabrielli. And before that, a sonata for eight voices by Francesco Usper. This Saturday afternoon concert at the Boston Early Music Festival was an exploration of the music of St. Mark's Basilica in Venice. Concerto Palatino is made up of cornetto players Bruce Dickey and Doron David Sherwin, violinists Johanna Novom and Julie Anderszewski, trombonist Claire McIntyre, Charles Toot, Greg Ingalls, and Joost Swinkels, and organist Lue Tamminga. Cornetto player Bruce Dickey and trombonist Charles Toot are the directors of Concerto Palatino, and Bruce Dickey has a Boston concert coming up on April 27th. He's teaming up with vocalist Hanna Blazikova in a program called Breathtaking, a Cornetto and a Voice Entwined, which looks fascinating. That's Friday, April 27th at First Church in Cambridge. Right now, let's return to the late-night event at Jordan featuring the French Baroque ensemble Nevermind. This is a sonata by Bach, which may have originally been written for a multi-instrument ensemble like the one we're hearing today, but the only score we have is for the organ. Nevermind has recreated an instrumental version for flute, violin, viola da gamba, and harpsichord. The organ sonata in C, played by Nevermind, in concert at the Boston Early Music Festival on WCRB. Thank you. Bach's Sonata in C Major, scored for organ, reconstructed as a quartet, and played by the ensemble Nevermind in a late-night concert at the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival. Nevermind is flutist Anna Besson, violinist Louis Créac, viola da gamba player Robin Farrow, and harpsichordist Jean Rondeau. And even though this 11 p.m. Boston Early Music Festival concert was stretching into the wee hours, the audience demanded an encore. And since it was so late, they played a beautifully slow and quiet fugue in A minor by Telemann. the ensemble Nevermind with a fugue in A minor by Telemann, ending this late night concert with an encore at the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival. And that's WCRB in concert for this week. Thanks to the Boston Early Music Festival staff, the players of Nevermind, and the players of Concerto Palatino, who we heard earlier, for those concert performances from the festival. And thanks to my colleagues, Chris Voss and Brian McCreath, for their insights into the vibe of the Boston Early Music Festival. Thanks also to our audio producer, Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Alan McClellan. Thanks for listening to WCRB in Concert.